This is John Batchelor. Excerpt from a conversation with James Fennell, co-author of the new Embracing Communist China, America's Greatest Strategic Failure, also a government fellow at the Geneva Center for Security Policy, retired U.S. Navy captain, many years in the Pacific dealing with intelligence against the People's Liberation Army Navy, commenting on the news report that Manila and Hanoi, the president of the Philippines, Mr. Marcos, and the prime minister of Vietnam, working together with Coast Guard ships in the South China Sea, which they both border, in order to push back against the bullying, aggression, and conniving of the People's Liberation Army Navy. James comments about how China likes to work to bully individuals. Here's James to explain, and a promising development in the South China Sea.
I think it's something that China fears. Beijing fears this. They like to work on each person, each country individually, and work them over because they're big and working against Beijing, against Manila, or Beijing against Hanoi. They can arm twist them into actions that are beneficial to the CCP. Now, with two little nations coming together and offering up this hope against the PRC, yes, we can expect the Japanese, Taiwan, Australia, the United States to seek to have more unification of these smaller nations to push back against Beijing's encroachment.
Gordon,
it's a good sign.
You have a question for Jim. More of this later.